This concludes the section of candidates asking questions of each other, and we now turn to questions from our audience. Audience member questions are selected in the order that they signed up, and we had one audience member sign up this evening. Questions are limited to 20 seconds in length and cannot include personal attacks. Please state your name before asking your question.
Well, it's Beverly Hoffman, and since I'm the only one signed up to ask questions, I have 20. but you answered 10 of them, so that was good. I really thank you for this opportunity. Growing up here in Bethel, I've seen councils come and go, and I've seen...
Whoops.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, no. Will you please reintroduce yourself?
Beverly Hoffman. I have 20 questions, but you already answered 10 of them. I thank you for this opportunity. Having sat on council before, it's not an easy job, but you just do the best for your community. One of the things that everyone knows, as long as I have all my life here in Bethel, worked for not only just good roads, public safety, but things to do in this community. And that's why the YK Fitness Center is so important. It provides a healthy outlet. Phase two is part of that. Phase two is a community multi-purpose gym. And I know some of you addressed that, but if you are elected on council, will you help support moving that forward so it doesn't take 40 years to make it happen? I want to be around when it happens.
Thank you, Beverly. Haley Hansen.
I am absolutely in support of the second phase of the community multipurpose gym. I know what it's like to grow up in this town with nothing to do. We didn't have a movie theater when I was, you know, in school. We didn't have the pool and the fitness center when I was in school, and there was a lot lacking, and I think it's amazing that that's been built and that is available for young people to go to and community members also. And we all know that basketball's king around here, so having a multi-purpose gym that people can use in the community would be great.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Like I said earlier, I definitely support phase two, the official name of it, phase two of the community multipurpose gym. You know, there's a lot of different activities that could be going on in there other than basketball, which is very popular around here. But there's the Frisbee folks, and there's all kinds of different activities that people like to do year round that might, you know, they might benefit from having a large space to operate out of.
Mark Springer.
Yes, of
course. CeCe Franco.
I would want to support phase two. I first would need to ask some questions, try to understand what the community, what the city's financial commitment would be to a project like that. I love going to the fitness center. I know that you do your best and have done a really great job of finding outside funding sources, and I would encourage to continue doing that, continue to create public spaces that are of great use to our community and enjoyment and making it affordable to all of those people.
Thor Williams?
I guess my issue with this is to see what that cost would be. The cost right now is tremendous to the city council. It is over budgeted by about $500,000 or $1.5 million a year. You take depreciation out, it's $800,000 at this point, and what that additional cost would be. We're running on a timeline now of 0.5% that's going to be sunshined out at the 18-year mark, and that would be gone away, so we will no longer be collecting that revenues for that issue.
Follow-up question. Yeah, that we voted on it twice for that sales tax. It was 1 cent, one to go down to 0.5 cent, and to keep it there. There was no sunset clause, but just know that this group of folks, young, 30-something, 40-something, will continue to work to make it happen, and we hope you have your support. Can I have my second question now? No, I'm kidding. There might be somebody in the audience that didn't get a chance to sign up.
We do have time for another question. Would you like to take the mic?
Did I turn it on?
Okay. Please introduce yourself.
Agnes Peake Phillips. I was born and raised in Bethel. I'm a fifth generation Bethelite. My grandmother died in 78 at 101. And there were 500 of us growing up downtown, but my question is for the candidates is how amenable are you to listening to whoever testifies for whatever's on the agenda or something else?
Haley Hansen.
Sorry, you said to listening to someone who has advice. Is that what you said?
To an agenda item or a suggestion.
Yeah. So somebody offering advice on an agenda item?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So absolutely. I mean, that's the job of somebody who's on city council is listening to everyone, even the people you don't agree with, and maybe even the people you've never talked to before, or the people who just come up to you in the street. But everybody's important and everybody's opinion is valid. And so, yeah, I would absolutely be open to that. Thanks.
Mark Springer.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. If there's anybody that I pay attention to when I'm in a council meeting, it's people to be heard and people that are testifying during public hearings.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Yeah, because especially with several of us that have not spent our whole lives here and are not fifth generation Bethelites, we depend on you and others like Bev and my across the street neighbor B to keep me in line when, you know, I don't have the historical knowledge. We can sometimes look up some of that stuff, but maybe it's not all in the Bethel First 100 Years book.
Thor Williams.
First off, I'd like to thank both my neighbors for coming up this evening and asking these great questions. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for coming up. I think that's part of our job is to listen to the public when they come to people to be heard, hear their concerns. I remember when Madam Mayor came up and talked about the clothing issue with her husband who works for the city and how that was an issue to her and how we tried to address that with her husband. So I appreciate to hear from the community. My phone is always open to have people call, talk to me, and do that kind of stuff.
Cece Franco.
I really enjoy when people come to people to be heard. We don't often recently get a lot at the Finance Committee. I think being involved in your community by speaking is very important. I know sometimes we suspend the rules in the Finance Committee when someone is an expert and has a lot to add to our conversation. I'm not sure how that would work in a general city council meeting, but I'm open to looking into it. I also think work sessions are very valuable when you table Robert's rules and you get input from the community.
This concludes the question and answer section of the forum. Each candidate will now have 1 minute to make a closing statement. Mark Springer, your closing statement.
Okay, thanks. We can all take a lot of pride in the fact that Bethel is a diverse and welcoming community compared to other communities in Alaska. You know, we're pretty open-minded, and I think that's real important. One of the things that I raised when I was on the council before, it got brought up to me out in the hallway out there, was that when the city sales tax code got changed, all of a sudden village elders weren't able to get tax exempt, and I hope that that can be changed. The hardest workers in this program are the translators. They're going to be doing this in Yukdun tomorrow, so a big kuyana to them. And it's always fun to listen to that. This is the biggest audience that I've seen at one of these, and I've been in a couple of them, so thank you everybody for turning out, and thank you everybody at home for inviting us into your homes this evening.
Haley Hansen.
Yes, so I want to thank everyone who attended and those who are listening from afar. I hope you feel confident that you know what I represent as a candidate, and if you don't or you have more questions, I hope you get a hold of me to get more clarification. I want to help Bethel adapt and grow in the right direction. This community is full of problem solvers with a massive range of skill sets. I know that if we work together and decide to show up to work through the hard stuff, we will succeed. Bethel's in my bones. I can't help it. And I want to help give back to a community that's given me so much throughout the years. I would really appreciate that opportunity to do that with your vote on October 1st. So thank you.
Cece Franco.
First off, I'd like to thank KYUK, Delta Discovery, and everyone in the audience for being here and all of those listening at home. Also, thank you to my fellow candidates for having such a wonderful quorum. I feel like I've gotten to know a lot more about your positions, and I look forward to whoever gets elected to seeing all you accomplish on council. I believe I've shown tonight that my experience having a business minor, serving as the chair on the finance committee, volunteering throughout Bethel, as well as working as a local government specialist. I have experience in Title 29, working with local municipalities and tribes. I believe all of this experience has prepared me to serve on city council. If you believe in that as well, hopefully you will think of me on election day and vote for Cece Franco. Thank you.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Thanks again to KYUK and Delta Discovery for this opportunity to let the community know more about where I stand on some of Bethel's big issues. And thank you to our current City Council for inspiring me in many ways to run for this office. I know I don't have decades of experience being on council or even living in Bethel, but what I do have is deep connections with the people living here that do, including my husband and our extended family, to help steer me in the right direction when I may not know everything about a certain issue. I look forward to certain vocal and engaged community members telling me when I've got the wrong idea on something. We have to have open communication with everyone. I love Bethel, but with the sweet also comes the sour. There are always improvements that we can and should be striving for. I hope you'll remember to vote Leary on October 1 or sooner if you're taking advantage of the absentee voting that is now open. Thanks.
Thor Williams.
First off, I'd like to thank the community for listening to this forum. I know it's one of the biggest part of hearing what candidates have to say about the issues that are going to impact them personally. I've always said my phone is open. I go to the store, as Mr. Springer says, to hear what people have to say concerning their issues. It is a very tough job to be on this council. It is very difficult to be torpedoed by people and told how bad you are as a person, but that's the job that we've taken forth to do this. I am concerned about the upcoming budget season by the legislature and how that's going to impact us locally. And having a role as leadership in this present council, my experience has taught me a lot how to get a lot of things done on council very quickly and how to meet the needs of the community to make it a better place for us all. So thank you for your time and energy this evening and your listening, and remember to vote for Thor Williams.
We've come to the end of our 2019 Bethel City Council Candidates Forum. Thank you to our candidates for joining us. Thank you to our listeners, panelists, audience, and translators. This forum will be rebroadcast on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and again on Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. A UPIC translation of the forum will air on Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m., on Monday, September 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m., and on Thursday, September 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. The entire forum in both languages will also be posted on kyuk.org. Our translators for this event are Julia Jimmy, Lillian Michael, Sam Berlin, and Jack Beaver. This candidate forum was produced by KYUK Radio, who is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KYUK's board of directors, management, or staff. We hope this forum helps you make your decision this election on Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.